الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سنامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات، وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One great sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, after Maghrib salat, was not found. The Sahaba did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a stormy night also. Weather was also not a stormy night. So Hazrat Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I became very disturbed and perturbed because the Munafiqeen, the Jews, always wanted to harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he went out looking on the outskirts of Medina Sharif. He found Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there. And then when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam saw there is somebody, the silhouette of a person, he asked, who is that? So he said, I'm Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he came closer, he told him, say, read. He asked, what must I read? He said, read the three quls with Bismillah each time and each surah three times. So the three surahs, that will be nine times, three. Qul huwallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And Bismillah each time, nine Bismillahs. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, takfika min kulli shay. This is sufficient for you. This is protection for you from everything. The ulama explain two explanations of takfika min kulli shay, that it is sufficient for you of everything. One is a takfika min kulli wirdin. It is on certain occasions when you cannot read all your duas, your wazifas, what you normally do, due to travel, due to illness, due to some other very important dini occupation, and you could not manage, then at least don't leave this out. This will be suffice for all, everything. But this is not for every day that we say, I can't manage all my wazifas. We have to read our Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Tabarak Alladhi after Maghrib. We must read it, not just leave it out or just read the three quls. This is an emergency. Like sometimes we are traveling and we can't have our normal breakfast. So we say, just give me a banana, I'll eat it on the way. Or the wife say, have a cup of tea, it will keep you going at least. But it's not every day we just have a cup of tea. We have our normal breakfast. So like that, we shouldn't make this an excuse that we don't read our full wazifas. But on the occasion that due to some valid reason, then don't miss out on this. The other is taqfika min kulli shar. It is protection from you from every evil. When our Shaykh, Hadrat Ma'nana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimallah, explained this to us in the South African context. He said the evil that we are facing, one, is crime. Lot of crime. South Africa, one of the worst countries in the world as far as crime is concerned. It will protect you from all crime also. Another thing is, at that time, there were a lot of hijackings. So hijackings, kidnappings, on the road, accidents, it will be protection from that also. Then, lot of people complain that somebody has made jadu, black magic on me. And for that also, we go to unnecessary and wrong places. We even go to the wrong armies also, and even we go into Sangomas, and people of kufr and shirk for that treatment. And the three surahs with three times each word bismillah is sufficient from that also. So from whatever type of evil, health problems, that time lot of heart problems, people with heart problems, cancer, whatever it can be, read this, only two conditions are required, that yaqeen, that conviction on the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which unfortunately we lack very, very greatly. And that is why this effort of tabligh and da'wah, that our yaqeen and our conviction on the words of Allah and His Rasul. Doctor gives us a medicine that we have trust on, full trust, and I must have my medicine. I can't do without my medicine. But the medicine which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us, that we haven't got that conviction. We've got doubts in that, so we don't read that. So for all, any type of problem, taqfika min kulli shar, it is sufficient for you from any and all types of evil. So the one is that yaqeen, and the other is guna, sins. Sins block the effect of the good deeds also. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar. Namaz will block you from fahsha, lewd, terrible, all type of sins. Well, munkar, all things which you disgust and you hate and people hate and society hate, salat will stop us from there. But if we are in sin, in salat also, we don't even think about, we are making salat for who? For Allah. And we don't even think of Allah. Now we made our maghrib, think for ourselves, everyone, did I think of Allah from my Allahu Akbar? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And don't take this just that we have to fill up time for to make the bayan. Think really, did I even think of Allah? I said, how many times Allahu Akbar, has the greatness of Allah come in me? We heard the adhan. It starts with Allahu Akbar 4 times, ends with Allahu Akbar 2 times. But the greatness of Allah, or even the thought of Allah, also does not come. So sins are our worst enemies. It comes in the hadith, if many people are in problems, difficulties, they have made dua, they asked other people to make dua, the duas are accepted. Allah has sent your health solution, your good health to you. Your financial problems, Allah has sent your finances to you. You got a problem with domestic, with your wife, arguments, fight, Allah has sent the solution, it has come to you. But your sins are blocking it. For example, you'll find commonly a patient in the hospital is lying on his bed and the TV is on and he's looking at the TV all the time. His cure has come right by his head. But only the sins, just remove that sin and the cure will come. Your financial problems, the solution has come. Your money has come already. But your sins are blocking it. So sins and lack of yaqeen, conviction, are the two reasons why we don't see it. Otherwise, all these amal, 3 times to read the 3 quls, how long does it take? And everyone knows the 3 quls also. So Allah made it easy. Let us read it together now, and then every day after Fajr read it, then we have our protection right till the night, till sunset. Read it after Maghrib, the whole night we have our protection from all types of evil. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد
லம் யலித் வலம் யூலத் வலம் யகுல் லஹு குஃபுவன் அஹத். بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Now we have got our protection. Be sure till tomorrow morning that fika min kulli shay. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whose enemies called him as-sadiq al-masduq, the truth one, and they testified to his truth. So I have that conviction and read it inshallah. And all other du'as we have to read, recitation of Quran Sharif, salawat ala nabi, the third kalima, istoba, istighfar, we should do it regularly, and we will see and experience our own personal self if we do it. If doctor gives medicine and we just take it the first day, or we don't even take it the first day, how can we get the benefit of it? So this medicine, if we don't take it, we can't get the benefit. Read it, do it, and do it as prescribed. Not in our way that we do it properly. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The surah that I've recited is one of the shortest surahs of the Quran Sharif, Wal Asr. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, says, if no other ayat of the Quran was revealed, no other surah, only this, it was sufficient for the hidayat of mankind. So let us listen properly to the subject matter, that it is such a surah, very short, but a great imam, he says that only if this surah was revealed, it was also enough. So in other words, we have got whatever we need, Allah has put it in the surah. Allah Ta'ala has taken an oath, wal asr, by asr, Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam. Allah Ta'ala is asdaqul qailin, the most truthful. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can say a truer word than Allah Ta'ala? Usually we ask somebody to take a qasam if we doubt that person, that is not speaking the truth. There is no question of any doubt in the word of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is taking a qasam, and that is also His great benevolence, His great love, compassion, kindness. He wants us to accept it. Like a father advising his son, mother advising her daughter, and say, qasam, I'm telling you this. It's not that they think their children are doubting, but they want to impress on them, this is very important. Please, listen to me. I'm taking qasam and I'm telling you. If you want to really, so Allah is so desirous for our hidayat, so desirous for our goodness, that Allah is taking a qasam which Allah did not have to take. And in the Quran Sharif, and Allah Ta'ala only takes qasam of His great, great creation. We are only permitted to take qasam if we have to take of Allah Ta'ala. We are not allowed to take qasam of anything else. But Allah takes qasam of His great, great creation. So this is a great creation of Allah. What is it? Time. Who of us thought of time as a creation of Allah Ta'ala? We just took it for granted that time is just there, it's all the time. There are certain people, great ulama, who also went into, influenced by Greek philosophy, etc. And they took the creation of the world also just for granted. If they said that if the world was forever, since ever, it was carrying on. And it will carry on forever. Totally wrong. Allah created the earth, the world. And Allah will destroy it again. Kullu man alayha fan. Allah will destroy everything. So, like that, time also was not in existence. Time is also the creation of Allah. Now think of Allah, Khallaq-e Azeem. What a great creator. Khallaq-e Aleem. What a knowledgeable creator. He created something like time. Time, what is time in which we were all born? Time in that which we will die. Time in which big, big wars take place. Time in which all catastrophes and ups and downs of the world take place. That Allah has created that time. And it is a great creation of Allah. If we really, we never thought of it also. Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, once after Maghrib Salah, I thought of the namats of Allah, all His favors. I thought of one, and I saw in that one, unlimited other namats came out also. You opened that one bag, you saw there were 1,000 bags in there. Or not only one bag. And then when I opened one of the others, I saw another 1,000. My whole night passed, I was just seeing all the namats of Allah Ta'ala. And how many are there? For example, we go to the airport, we check in. They give you a boarding pass. Now if you think of it, that the boarding pass, it was, if there was an ink, you can't get your boarding pass if there's a problem. And they were out of ink the whole airport. Or the paper is out. That's another namat again. The computer, if it's malfunctioning, and it's printing instead of Port Elizabeth, it prints Cape Town or something. It's malfunctioning. You got a problem. Endless things there. Then that the lady or whoever there who you checked in with, if, for example, she was just about to issue it and she got a heart attack. Now there's a problem. A whole big chaos will take place there. You got a heart attack. You couldn't. Or just on your hands you had a problem, you couldn't take it. Or you took it, you thought I put it in my pocket, it fell down. Now you come, you need to present your boarding pass, you got no... Now what, how lot you get it? In one namat, there are countless namats of Allah, which we don't think about. Allah's favors are so great, innumerable. Allah Ta'ala says Himself, وَإِن تَعُدُّ If you, ta'uddu is the plural. If all of you together try and count na'mat Allah, which is the singular, one na'mat of Allah, lan tuhsuha. You cannot encompass it. You cannot cover it. In one na'mat of Allah, if all the ulama, the mufassireen, the sheikhul hadith of the world, and all the scientists and the philosophers and all, try and count one namat of Allah. Allah says, all of you can't. You can't count one namat. So much are the namats of Allah Ta'ala. So the namats of Allah are, we are drowning in Allah's namats. And Allah has given them to us without us asking. Who of us asked Allah that I want to be born and I want to go into the world? Who of us said, Allah, you are sending me in the world, but I'll need eyes also there. I'll need brains. We hardly knew anything. Allah gave it to us all without the asking. Forget the pain for it. Without asking, we did not even know we're going to need it. And Allah knows our needs more than what we know. We don't even know what our needs are. What tomorrow, whatever way we are going, many some people may be going to travel. We haven't prepared so much. Allah prepares it all for us. Everything Allah Ta'ala, Allah's ni'mats are unlimited. So time is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Then another great ni'mat of time, the measurement of time. That we have 24 hours a day. We have 60 minutes an hour. All this measurement of time, we're just taking it for granted. We were born and we learned that there are 60 minutes, 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in the day, 7 days in the week, 30, 31 days, 29, 30 days in a month. We just take it 12 months in the year. But all this measurement of time, that also Allah has given it to us. And if there wasn't, then how would we say that Isha is going to be at so and so time? If there wasn't any measurement of time. I take a loan from you, you take a loan from me, I'll pay you back in 30 days. If there wasn't measurement of time, how should we have done that? So many things, and all the time we are using time, the measurement of time in all our matters, all of us. A housewife, that she must boil the egg 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 2-3 minutes, if there wasn't time, how should we have done that? Boil the rice for 20 minutes. That 20 minutes, that time, measurement of time. It's there are so many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala that our mind can't even go to them. To a certain limit we can understand some ni'mats of Allah. But all the ni'mats of Allah, we just have to give up. And in fact, all the ni'mats which Allah gives us, and all the time we are drowning in Allah's ni'mat, and at the same time, we are drowning in disobeying Allah. Khate ho Rahman ki. We are eating what Rahman, Allah gives us. Khate ho Shaitan ki. And we are singing the tunes of Shaitan. We don't make shukr to Allah. We are drowning in His ni'mat. And we did not ask for those ni'mat. And it's not our birthright. We don't deserve them. It's a gift. Every gift from Allah Ta'ala is a ni'mat is a gift. Every ni'mat is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And we don't make shukr also. We are unmindful of those ni'mat. When all we will eat after Isha, how many? The ni'mat, innumerable ni'mat. But who of us even read Bismillah to make it in the true sense halal for us? And who of us make one time also, or if we ever thought, if any in my life, while I was eating, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. No shukr. After eating also, and it comes in the hadith, a person who reads this in the morning, we should try and read it every day and at night. In the morning, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin, aw bi ahadin min khalqik. فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكْ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكْ. That person, Allah says, he has fulfilled the rites and he has made shukr for all my ni'mats for the day. And read it at night, اللَّهُمَّ مَا أَمْسَى بِي مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ. Then you have fulfilled. Otherwise, Allah's shukr, one ni'mat, our whole 24 hours will be making shukr of the ni'mat, and still we will be short of time. And then how many other rites of Allah? So how Allah has made it, just read this dua, and you have made shukr for all the ni'mat. So time is a great ni'mat. The measurement of time is a great ni'mat. Where Allah says, wal asr. One translation of asr, time. Just mutlak, just general time. Allah has taken qasam. Otherwise, it refers to the time of asr. Evening, asr, namaz time, that time. And that is the time that, especially for the Hanafis, that we should read Asr about 55 minutes before sunset. Say 1 hour before sunset. So when you are finished with your Asr, it's already sunset now. There's no time to do anything. And you told your son to do some work, somebody, your worker, and you asked him, have you done it? He said, already Asr. It's sunset just now. You haven't still done this. What's wrong? Hurry up. Do it. Like that Allah is saying, your asr, your sunset of your life is here already. You are going to the qabr, you haven't still fixed up your iman even. You haven't fixed up your amal, it's already asr time. Just Just now your qabr time is coming. Malakul Maut is on its way already. And you haven't stirred. Like that Allah has taken qasam of many other times also. Wal Fajr, the time of Fajr. And the time of Fajr is a Mubarak, beautiful time. Allah give us all tawfiq, we must be up for Fajr. Get up for Tahajjud, Alhamdulillah, but at least for Fajr. At that time, the time of Fajr, when a great change takes place from the night, now the day is coming out. And look at the qudrat of Allah. How Allah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, the Rabb who splits things apart. That great power who splits things. From the darkness of the night, Allah splits the night, and from the darkness takes out day. Who can do that? From darkness, Allah takes out the day. And then at Maghrib time, from the day. Now the sun is set, from the day Allah takes out darkness, complete darkness. What is Allah's great? So Fajr time is another time that Allah Ta'ala has taken, and many other ayat also. Time is that in which we were born. Time is that in which Allah has given us the opportunity to prepare for our akhirah. That is our main thing. This time Allah has given us, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that those who want to pass time, they don't pass time, they fail time. Pass time has got two meanings, like you want to pass time. And to pass, you pass in an exam. So if you want to pass time, you want to pass time. Then you are failing time. Time is not to be passed at all. If we get Allah, give us the tawfiq and the understanding in our heart that time is valuable, very valuable, every moment. I can't be passing time. And where today, forget small children, big grandfathers looking at cartoons and playing games on the phone. Where have we got time for that? Wasting time on so many other things. There is no time to be wasted. Time is a very valuable commodity. And if you look after the pens, the pennies, the pens, the pounds will look, all our time, we think there's just little time, it's just I'm passing it. I got up in the morning, just let me lie down another 2 minutes. Just now I'll get up. Many times that 2 minutes going to 2 hours. You fall asleep so deep again. Your tahajjud is gone, your fajr is also gone. And so don't waste time. And whoever uses the pens correctly, the pounds look after themselves. So in the little, small little time, look after it, then see the barakat in time. Otherwise, one of the common complaints of those who have become conscious of time, no barakat in time. I can't manage my things. There's no time to do anything. But you look after time. Have a proper timetable for your thing. That's a schedule for what I have to do. This time I must read my Durood Sharif. That is, read it in that time. This is the time for my dua. I have to make your dua in that time. Then see the barakat that comes. For example, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, the non-Muslims who have studied their lives from an academic point of view, the amount of work they have done. They have concluded this was not one person, Maulana Thanvi, or one person, Imam Ghazali. It was a whole big organization. The amount of work they had done, they say impossible for, it's a whole big factory of 1,000 people who worked so much. But it was in fact one person. What was it? That time. They were very particular of that time. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he wouldn't waste time anywhere. So particular of his time. Allah took the work of over 1,000 kitabs he wrote. On every subject, Islamic subject you can think, Hazrat wrote a kitab. And his ibadat. And his safars he used to make. And he had his murids which he had to correct and make their islah. A whole lot of work. And he had two wives. For one wife to have time is not easy. For two wives to have time and then to treat them fairly. And to look after all types of people, it's not an easy thing. But a person who will look after time, Allah will put so much barakat that people will say it was impossible for one person to have done. A person who looks, so time is a great thing. And then Allah took this time, the oath, the qasam on time. And what
what did Allah Ta'ala, what did he take qasam on? Innal insana lafi khusr. That insan, all, Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone are in loss, khusr, khusran. And to be in a loss, your health you lose. What a pitiable thing. Your finances you lose. You lose your wife and your children. You lose everything. You lose your respect. All types of loss. Man is in all types of loss. That is, Allah, and all people, Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone. But who is excluded from there? And this is now what we have to make effort on. Just like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when I made Mi'raj, I saw most of the occupants of the fire of Jahannam are women. This doesn't mean now women must sit back, well, we are going to Jahannam. No, more it must give them worry, how can I come out? So Allah has declared that man is at loss. Doesn't mean now Allah has said we are at a loss. Now finish, we are losers, and it's the end of this. Now, what must I do to come out? Immediately Allah gives the answer also. Four great amal we must do in order to come out of this loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. First is the greatest quality, have iman. The iman on Allah Ta'ala. That iman that is convincing. There is no other way. That is Allah Ta'ala's laws. And that is all the effort of Dawah, which Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said, people called it Tabligh Jamaat. He said, if I had to give it a name, I should have called it Tahreek-e-Iman. That effort to revive the iman of the people. This is what this effort is for, that our iman becomes again strong. And the announcement that was made all the time, our success and the success of mankind, fulfilling the commands of Allah in the pattern of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that conviction must come into us, that we are convinced that this is the only way for me. Not that we make that announcement, and at the same time, I've got a t-shirt on, I've got a Bermuda on, which in namaz we are saying, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Show me the right path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of those people you showered your favors upon. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Not the Jews and the Christians, not the people who have gone astray, but we are dressed like them. We are telling Allah and we are dressed like them. We haven't got a beard, which is a sunnah that we haven't got. Everything of us is opposite. So how can that? No, it must confirm. So this iman, one alim said very beautifully, he said that iman which cannot save you from haram, looking at woman, looking at porn on the phone, or any other haram, how is that iman going to save you from the fire of Jahannam? That iman which can't save us from guna yet, how is that iman going to save us from the fire of Jahannam? As we are sitting now, and it's our weakness, we know it happened. Maybe somebody is getting some thoughts of some guna also. We are in the masjid, we got wuzu, we are listening to our bayan, but shaitan puts all types, we have meet perhaps anyone. But yeah, in the gathering, will anyone commit a guna? That people will see me, so I won't commit the guna. But when I'm alone now, and after the bayan, everything, I'm going home on the way, to commit a guna, now we fall into the guna. So, yeah, because of the fear of people, we did not commit guna. So afterwards, isn't Allah present? Isn't Allah watching me? Doesn't Allah know everything? Allah can make me blind at that moment. Allah can make me paralyzed at that moment. Why haven't we got that fear of that? I'm afraid now if I commit guna, all will pounce on me. How can you do this? Throw him out from here. What are you doing here? We are not frightened that Allah will pounce on us when we break His command. So have we got that iman or we haven't got that iman? And we have to check before حَاسَبُوا أَنفُسِكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. حَاسِبُوا أَن take stock of yourself before you are going to be checked. In the qabr when we will be asked, if a person came from what you call it, from any nearby place, George or whatever, he came here,
and he from here, Port Elizabeth, he's going to fly to Joburg, he's going for Umrah, he's going with Saudi, Qatar, whichever airline, and he came by bus, and he takes his bus ticket, and he goes and give it at the check-in counter, that I'm going now, I'm flying by Saudi, and he puts a bus ticket there. You know, how are they going to accept it? Out of the question. In the qabr when we go, and we put a present our passport, our iman, which was fake, which was not genuine, and which did not even work in the dunya. How is it going to work there? One buzurg went to a shop to buy something, then he paid his money. That poor shopkeeper told him, a Hindu shopkeeper told this buzurg, a Muslim, this money is fake. It's not genuine. He fell down unconscious. Afterwards, when he gained consciousness, they say, why you took it so serious? Somebody must have given to you. You didn't know. And you just presented it. He says, no, I got a shock that on Qiyamah's day when my iman is presented, and if it is to be said, your iman is fake. What am I going to do? My thoughts went there immediately. What will I do on Qiyamah's day if it is said that your iman was fake? It wasn't genuine. So what is our condition? So the first thing is this iman that we have to have. Yeah, there must be many people who are fishermen who go and fish. So see, when they go and fishing, and you go with your rods and that, and you put the hook in your a worm in your hook, and you cast your line. Now, when it is cast, and a fish sees the nice fat worm, and you put a nice fat juicy worm. So the young little fish, they see already what a tasty Kentucky worm has come here. Machacho's burger has come here. And right by me, I didn't have to go and buy it and get it also. Right for me. It wants to eat it, but the old fish and the sheikh type, the maulana type fish say, don't go near that worm. You don't know, it's very dangerous. What's wrong with it? It's enjoyable. Going out for a night, going to the disco. Why are you people stopping us? What's wrong with that? Going out with friends and the night, and we're making a big noise, and we're revving the car and making, and we got that extra gadgets on the exhaust to make a big noise, and what's wrong with all this? It's fun. No, you don't understand, my dear little darling fish. Small, you're still very, you don't know what it's like about. And they explain, but if they doesn't want to listen, it goes, it takes a small bite. Nothing happens. Or for you people, sour grapes. You are gone old now. You can't enjoy life, and now you want to stop us. And we are young still. We can live it up, and we can enjoy. So it goes, takes another bite, and it becomes bold, and takes a bite, and there it gets caught on the hook. And they warned it that if you're going to bite, you don't know, this hook is with a line that is going out of the water. And then there is a man who is 1.5 meter, almost 2 meter tall man. And he's got a rod, 2 meter long rod. And then he's feeling his, all the time. He's got his dobberki to see that the fish is biting. And then he'll hook you on there. And then he'll give you time to play in the water. He won't just pull you out immediately. And afterwards, when he wants to pull you in, then he will pull you in. And he's come for the weekend for fishing. He's come with his 4 or 5 friends also. And they've come with all the spices, masalas also. When you are out, they're going to cut you up. And when they cut you, they'll take out all your derms and everything from inside. They will gouge out your eyes also. They will cut your mouth and all your teeth, and then they'll take it out also. They've come with their dogs and cats. They'll throw that to their dogs and cats. And then they will, after cleaning you, slice you, make you into pieces. They've come with their hot oil and their gas stoves also. They put the oil on the gas stove, and when it's sizzling hot, and they will cover you with all the spices, masalas which they've come. Then one by one they'll put you in that sizzling oil. And after that, there are 5 of them. Each one has got 10 fingers, 50 fingers. They're going to make pieces out of you. Each one has got 32 teeth. Between 160 teeth, they're going to bite you. They've got teeth which are the sharp teeth of the front. The molars at the back which crush all the different types of fish. And after that, you'll go down the throat. And then you'll go through the small intestine, the big intestine, and you'll be crushed completely. And from where you're going to come out, I can't tell you also. And with what smells you will come out, and with what sounds you will come out, I can't even explain. So the fish say, oh, it looks a bit dangerous. So he says, I must experiment. This fish is a university student, and we experiment everything. So I'm going to experiment. So the first thing it finds when it studies it, that you are saying all this happens out of water. And our is 100% fact. There is only life in water. Out of water there is no life. That's the condition of small fish with its small brains. That is what it understands. That life, there is no life out. The minute you go out of water, you die. There is no life. So we also, our whole experiments is for dunya only. But everything what is happening is after dunya's life. And we can't reach, and we got no idea of that. Only by revelation of Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, we know about akhirat. Secondly, you say that this man has got his gas stove. He lights his fire. Or with fire, who did make his fire? We know that fire can't, water will put out fire. And it can't understand that out of the water there is life, fire carries on. So it denies. Then it takes its bite, its hook now. And then the fisherman pulls it in. Now it says one thing exactly like that is happening. Just like that. Yeah, in this world, many people deny the life of akhirat, the qabr, etc. Unfortunately, many of us got doubts about it. We haven't got that full conviction. If we got that conviction for a permanent life, we'll prepare more for that life than this dunya. But our preparation is just for dunya. Our enjoyment, the living it up in this world, the fashion, the lifestyle, everything is just for dunya. My house must be like this. My car must be like this. We're just living it up. How many of us, how much of our time is for akhirat? We say akhirat is eternal, but we practically make no time for akhirat. All our time is only for dunya. So now the fish sees exactly whatever it was told, everything is come. Just like that we will see 100%. هَذَا مَا تُوْعَدُونَ This is what you were promised. هَذَا مَا تُكَذِّبُونَ This is what you were falsifying and said it doesn't exist. هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَمْتَرُونَ You had doubts in these matters, now see it with your eyes. Look with your eyes, here it is in front of you. It's going to come. So that we have, so this iman we have to make effort. That is the one. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And the minute a person has iman, automatically وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ Now he prepares for akhirat. If our iman and yaqeen is made, and you enjoy preparing, how people work so hard for dunya. Two chefs people work. Three chefs people work. Because dunya is the object. Hey, husband and wife. Husband also working, wife also working. No time for one another also. Even on the weekend they don't see one another. They're just leaving messages on the fridge. Take out the sausages from the deep freeze and put them in the micro and the tea here, and then you have your breakfast like that. And I'm going here and I'm going there. They're hardly meeting really. And they work so hard, they put up a beautiful house. But they got no time to enjoy it also. They are working also. And who's enjoying it? The domestics, the workers. They are enjoying. So much so, without doubt, reports are clear. They bring their boyfriends and they're using your bedroom. And they're using your bathroom. You made it for them and you are a smart, clever person. All the clevers, they are those people. They prepare all that, and the clever they are, they go to for, they get a week's holiday. 2 weeks holiday, they go camping, they stay in a tent in a felt somewhere. Mosquitoes biting them, snakes around there. And the house is being used by the domestics. And you did all that for them. They use your kitchen and they are cooking in your kitchen. Everything they're using, and you the smart, clever, Mr. and Mrs. Clever. So clever they are. So anyway, so if you have that iman, amal will follow accordingly. And for that, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Speak the truth. Call, give da'wah to the truth. The more we will give da'wah, the more the reality will come into us. And give the da'wah with sincerity. All, go for 4 months, go for 40 days, our 3 days, our in-kashd and out-kashd, our ta'aleem. Do this all regularly. It will. And for that, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. You'll have to make sabr. Your desires, you'll have to go against your desires. People will make all type of remarks. Don't worry about that. You make sabr. That is the way. Then you'll come out of that total loss. Innal insana lafi khus. Man is in total loss. You do this 4 things. Illal ladhina amanu. And for that, amilu salihat. And for that, tawasaw bil haq. Wa tawasaw bis sabr. You do that and you'll have complete success. Your life of dunya will be Jannat already. And when Jannat itself comes, what to say about that? When you'll go in your qabr, what enjoyment you will get on the day of Qiyamah. So all this is available, and this great effort of Da'wah and Tabligh is for that. And so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.